Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a good start here. Nice and quiet. Beltway 270. No troubles on Maryland or Virginia's 95 pushing toward the Capitol Beltway. Taking the ride into town off 50 B-Dub onto the southbound stretch of 295 and New York Avenue, 3rd Street Tunnel. No problems to report there. Now, we do have one closure in the district due to a structure fire. It's the 4200 block of 6th Street, and that is closed right now in each direction. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And a run of clear sky now, settling in for the rest of the week. We'll continue to see plenty of clear sky this morning. A little on the chilly side with a west-northwest breeze. Mostly sunny later, seasonable, 42. Tonight, mid-20s, suburbs a bit colder. Sunny tomorrow, up near 50. And low to mid-50s expected over the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Woodbridge, 19 in Bethesda, 20 degrees in Washington. Republicans move ahead with a plan to avert a shutdown, but do they have the votes? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is Thursday morning. That means tomorrow is Friday. Yes, we have a phenomenal show for you today. It is a great show. 7:05, it's Greg Klein. He's the author of Red Maryland. We're going to talk to him about Maryland politics, governor's race, a budget, Chelsea Manning. At 7:15, Maryland Congressman Andy Harris is with us. He represents the Freedom Caucus. We'll talk about the shutdown and DACA. At 8:05, it's Joe Concha from The Hill, the media reporter. And at 8:15, Luke Rosiak, investigative reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
And the winners are... So many people that you've expected to win fake news awards did win fake news awards last night. The President of the United States finally delivering those fake news awards, which, remember, were delayed. They were originally scheduled for like 2 Mondays ago. The President coming out, he had to go to the national championship game, so it was a little busy. He couldn't do the fake news awards, so they had to delay them. And he said they would be delayed for until Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. And sure enough, last night... we finally get the tweet delivering the message. We weren't really sure how this would manifest itself, by the way. Even going into yesterday, remember, the day prior, during the press briefing, you had Sarah Huckabee Sanders calling this a potential event. So it was totally unclear what particularly was going to happen. The other thing we saw was on, I believe, Tuesday, Politico throws up a piece saying that the White House, former White House ethics lawyers are saying that the White House may run afoul of ethics violations if they do a fake news awards, because they're banned from endorsing products in the White House. This would be sort of the opposite of an endorsement, so I don't really know why it'd be a big deal to do this. But anyway, they did it. And the way they did it was the President of the United States tweeted, and the winners are, directly out last night, 8 p.m., and linked to the RNC's website, now the political arm of the Republican Party. And here are the answers. I know you've been waiting, so I'd like to present them to you.
With bated breath.
The New York Times' Paul Krugman comes in at number one here on the fake news awards, and it's not hard to see why. Paul Krugman, of course, predicting that the stock markets would tilt upside down and spin on their heads as soon as Donald Trump was elected president. The only spinning they've been doing has been breakdancing. They've been very excited ever since President Trump has been elected and been done well. Yesterday, the Dow hitting 26,000.
Wow.
A record, breaking through 26,000. Mike McKay is a rich man. The New York Times' Paul Krugman claimed on the day of President Trump's historic landslide victory, this is the GOP writing this, that the economy would never recover from Trump. But, of course, the Dow has now hit a record high. ABC News' Brian Ross coming in at number two. Choking, they say. Not shocking, but choking and sending markets in a downward spiral. That one time the markets took a slip this year was thanks to Brian Ross and a fake news report about Russia and collusion and when people knew what. ABC demoted Brian Ross, suspended him, and we have yet to hear from him. He is roaming the Sahara looking for a news story.
The island of misfit reporters.
He's not been heard of since. In addition to his paid, his I don't know if it was paid, it was without pay, right? His suspension.
Without pay.
That's right, without pay. He was forbidden from covering Trump in the future, but I guess because that's the only story anyone covers now, he's not doing journalism at all at this moment. CNN. Also, again, getting, you know, a lot of people, CNN was a favorite here. I spoke to a lot of people yesterday, and I was like, who's your favorite here for a fake news award? And they could often not decide particularly who at CNN, but CNN often getting the coveted nod here. Just fake news, CNN, one of the president's favorite targets, of course, CNN getting mentioned here. At number three, CNN falsely reporting that candidate Donald Trump and his son, Donald J. Trump Jr., had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks.
They didn't?
That was the claim, but it was wrong. CNN botches the dates and inaccurately reported that the Trump campaign had a WikiLeaks sneak peek. Remember, that email exchange that CNN was referencing was about a WikiLeaks dump that was already public, actually. Mm-hmm. So it was fake news, as they say. Also, number four, Time Magazine getting making it in here. Congratulations to Time for just being mentioned at all. We don't often hear about the old magazines, but there they are. Time falsely reporting that President Trump removed the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. You remember poor Time reporter Zeke Miller walking into the Oval, not realizing that behind the open door was the MLK bust. He did a quick scan of the room and then began pushing all of the fire alarms on Twitter, and that's when the White House revealed, no, in fact, it's in there. I think it was Sean Spicer, actually, who walked into the Oval Office and took a photo and pointed out, once again, fake news.
You know, since I canceled my subscription to Time Magazine many years ago. I mean, since they've won an award, maybe I should get them back again.
Can you get it, like, free in a promotional deal or something for 24 months?
Well, when I canceled, they asked me why, you know, not that they really care. And I said, I can get the DNC newsletter for free, so why should I pay you?
I love that. You're just arguing with some poor customer service rep in India.
Don't ask questions you know what? Well, I knew they didn't want the answer, but I said, don't ask questions you don't want answered. If you don't want to know why I'm not getting my subscription to your magazine anymore, don't ask.
I love it. They're just writing it down so no one can read it.
Well, because this conversation may be recorded.
Yeah. this one is for sure. The Washington Post comes in at number five. Dave Weigel, remember, tweeting out a picture of a Trump rally in Pensacola, Florida, revealing that the rally was sparsely attended. He tweeted out this picture, quote, packed to the rafters. He was quoting somebody in the White House or Trump and showed a room that had not yet filled. Well, that was the case. It had not yet filled. It was a photo from way before the event actually started. And sure enough, in the sold out rally, it was packed to the gills. So there you go. Dave Weigel then apologizing for those photos after the president came down with him with the Twitter hammer. Also, CNN, yet again, number six, CNN coming back in for this. I remember the president of the United States standing next to Shinzo Abe when he's visiting Asia. He's doing his Asia trip. The two of them are at the koi pond, as you often do when you're in Japan, and they're dumping fish food into the koi pond. And when I say they, that's the real story. The CNN version of the story was that Trump, the big dumb American, had been just dumping all of the food in and not using the requisite gentle touch that is involved with feeding koi. Although moments before, what the CNN shot did not reveal was that the Japanese prime minister did the very same exact thing and dumped the food in the koi pond.
That was the great fish food frolic incident of 2017, if I remember correctly. Frenzy, the fish food frenzy of 2017.
I mean, does that story not illustrate CNN's news judgment more than almost anything else? This is the way that they handled the koi feeding incident.
It's like they sit around and think of ways to make themselves look stupid.
In case you were worried CNN didn't get another nod, they did yet again. CNN falsely reported Anthony Scaramucci meeting with a Russian, but then they had to retract it due to what they called a significant breakdown in process. Three CNN employees actually had to resign over that story. Again, involving the mooch. So, Scaramucci, a kamikaze pilot in many ways, took out not only employees in the White House, but also employees at CNN. And then Newsweek gets another nod here. I'm comparing them to Time. Newsweek, separately, the other one, falsely reported that Polish First Lady Agata Kornhauser-Duda did not shake President Trump's hand. There's a big old photo of it actually happening as he arrives. Number nine, CNN returns for another coveted fake news award.
You cannot keep them down.
CNN reported that former FBI Director James Comey would dispute President Trump's claim that he was told he was not under investigation. That changed very rapidly when James Comey sat down and actually began testifying, and the report was completely wrong. And you'll remember, there were big-name stars on that report, to include, I think, Jake Tapper. The names were removed by CNN for a few minutes. It was changed to CNN staff until some curious people started asking questions, and then they restored the names. Anyway, they issued a correction. Numbers 10 and 11 coming up. I'll share that with you in a moment. And also, who do you think should have had a fake news award and didn't make the list? 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. WMAL.
It's 5:15 at WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with no fake news.
Nothing. We're good. We're good. In fact, the Beltway's quiet, and I mean it. 66 definitely bunching up a bit thick here through Manassas, and that's because we have an early crash, but I just watched it clear to the shoulder, so all your travel lanes are open as you pass Business 234. That's the focal point of this. Not so bad of a delay. It's going to be a couple extra minutes, but it's not huge. Once you get past the accident, then you're wide open up through to the Capitol Beltway. Here we come out of Stafford up toward the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge without any issues. 270, just a little bit of volume right as you come off the 70 merging down toward the Monocacy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny skies, a high of 42. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 26. And then tomorrow, mainly sunny, high near 50. Currently, in our nation's capital, it is 20 degrees at 5:17. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
Welcome back to the Fake News Awards here on WMAL. So glad to have you here on a morning where the stars are out. Everyone is celebrating all of the victors this morning. CNN, congratulations to CNN, really. We stayed up all night. The after parties were wild. Anderson Cooper drunk yet again. He had something else pierced. We can't mention it on air, but so many things happened. And I got to say, CNN has done such great work. I mean, getting several fake news awards here. Additionally, you know, I mentioned the New York report that they had. Let's go to the New York Times here now. The New York Times getting a coveted fake news award from the President of the United States and the RNC last night. Number 10, the New York Times falsely claimed on the front page that the Trump administration had hidden a climate report, had actually tried to hide it. And no, they didn't do that. So New York Times was guilty of large screw-up on climate change story. That's according to the Washington Post, who wrote up that mistake.
Do you think that they just make this stuff up? I mean, I guess my question is, what's the process that leads the New York Times to say that we're just going to put this on the front page? I mean, and it's wrong. It's just absolutely 100% wrong. What is the process that goes into that?
A presumption of guilt. That's the process.
It's just weird.
That's key. And by the way, all of these errors, which direction are they going? How many times can I say this? Which direction do these errors go? They're never like, oh, this Trump policy has really helped out this group of people. Oh, no, wait, it didn't. Our mistake. Trump's policies are not as great as we said they were. That's never happened. That's never, and it's never going to happen, by the way. Meanwhile, number 11, last but not least, they're saying just Russia collusion. The Russia collusion story, the RNC writing, Russian collusion is perhaps the greatest hoax perpetrated on the American people. There is no collusion. The end of that story, we're waiting on. We'll see how Robert Mueller handles things and comes out with his investigation.
And I love that instead of going for the regular just 10, top 10, President turned it up to 11.
That's right. He turned
it up.
He gave it a spinal tap. So there you go. That's the 11 fake news awards. I was surprised, you know, for all the time CNN was mentioned, surprised Jim Acosta didn't actually get a mention. And maybe that was just to annoy Jim Acosta. Maybe they're sending you a message this morning.
So last time I saw him, he was sitting in a doorway with a bottle, with his tuxedo on, bow tie hanging off.
Yeah, did he have a flak jacket on and talking about his time in war inside the White House? Bill in Fredericksburg, good morning. You're first up here on Mornings on the Mall. Anybody who should have made the fake news list? A lot of great award winners today.
Yes, good morning. I think one of the early ones was Hillary on the cover of Newsweek the day after the election.
Madam President.
And I hope you guys will get some non-fake news like you always do about the great things Trump's doing in the White House.
Thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate that this morning.
Do you know that Newsweek, I had happened to have mentioned that, you know, I said, I wish we had gotten that, because that was actually sent to the Midwest. There were certain areas of the country, the Dakotas. My husband scored me a copy of that from, like, North Dakota on eBay.
Wow.
When it first came out and they weren't selling for, you know, a ridiculous amount of money.
That's one way to get somebody to spend $1,000 on a picture of Hillary Clinton.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't. It was, I think he spent less than $100 on it.
Wow, that's pretty great.
It was before that came out, you know, like the whole, everybody wanted a copy of it.
By the way, buried lead here. Mary has a quality husband. Excellent gift. Sylvie in Waldorf this morning. Good morning, Sylvie.
Good morning. I think that during Hurricanes Irma and Maria, yes, one of the fake news reports from CNN from Jim Sciutto or Martin Savage, I can't recall which one of the two were there, were reporting that there was no aid from the U.S. government, that the Trump administration had dropped the ball, and then we find out that there are things lined up in the ports. Wow. I had firsthand knowledge of this because of my family being in San Juan, and that the military was there, transport aircraft carriers off the coast of Puerto Rico, and the fake news said that Trump did nothing for the islands.
Right.
And he did.
Wasn't that a species of reporting that we've seen over and over, which is that they were just waiting for the president's policies to be racist. They wanted Puerto Rico to suffer just to make sure that the American government response wasn't good. And what do we have now? We have officials in Puerto Rico hoarding supplies that aren't getting to the people who need them. It's unbelievable. 522 on WMAL.
Have you written a book? Learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Attention all potential new authors. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4833. 800-470-4833.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. Kids, KARS Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, faster and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, KARS-FOR-KIDS. Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attorney Mike Collins here. We finally have a new tax bill. Like it or hate it, finally we can focus on doing what makes sense without worrying about the twists and turns of the tax law. Making sure we don't leave an expensive mess behind and that we protect our family's inheritance from lawsuits, divorce courts, and other perils with our innovative reservoir trust. Come to my seminar and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family with a rock-solid estate plan. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's 525, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives of Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're off to a pretty decent start. We had a minor crash on 66, but we do have a little bit of a backup here. Pushing through Manassas right as you pass Business 234. Now it's been cleared out of the travel lane, so a little bit better news there. Once you get beyond that activity, wide open up through to the Capitol Beltway. Not too much heading around the region. In fact, inside the Beltway, it looks quiet over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Key Bridge, and bridges in across the Anacostia, nice and quiet. 270, here we come, a little bit of volume right as you merge off of 70 down toward the Monocacy and briefly at Route 80 Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Officially half an inch of snow yesterday at Reagan National, now into some milder weather. Clear and chilly this morning, sunshine this afternoon, 42 up near 50 by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 20 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
You know, and now as our final thoughts come out on this great evening of the stars, really, the Fake News Awards being given out, a coveted award, first annual, but people look forward to it every year now. And I have to say, congratulations yet again to CNN walking away with multiple awards. The President of the United States, by the way, tweeting after all of this, a gracious note about the media, despite the fact that Jeff Flake thinks that he's Joseph Stalin, said the following: despite some very corrupt and dishonest media coverage, the president tweeted last night, there are many great reporters I respect and lots of good news for the American people to be proud of.
It's very nice.
Wow.
I have to tell you, I did not see. I thought CNN was a dark horse. I did not see them sweeping the way that they did.
Oh, they were the odds-on favorite. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I mean, I was. I thought the bookies were wrong. Lesson learned on my part. But on a serious note, do you think that all of this being put out there, I mean, these are absolute facts, the things that they absolutely edited, got wrong, purposely deceived readers, listeners, you know, viewers, purposely deceived in some cases by editing certain pictures and things like that. Do you think that's going to change now the way that they do things, or are they just going to continue to plot on being flat-out propagandists?
For the section of their audience that depends on them for credibility, I think that does change things. For the section of their audience that depends on them for sensationalism and to be anti-Trump, I don't think that wounds them at all.
I mean, when do they move? When does CNN move from becoming a quote-unquote news show to becoming entertainment?
I'm not sure they haven't already. But all that being said, those are all great questions for Joe Concha. He joins us at 8:05. He's from The Hill, an excellent observer of media, and he can tell us what he thinks about CNN's business future and what it looks like. 5:28 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's a new year, and people everywhere are resolving to make 2018 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea or live with someone who does, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Controlled with a small remote, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open throughout the night, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need for a healthier, happier 2018. Inspire is FDA approved and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people who are treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Coming up on WMAL, well, we're going to talk about that deadline that is looming over a budget. Will they shut the government down midnight on Friday? And also, there's a governor's race coming up in Maryland. We have lots to talk about. 5:30 and WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. No snow today, but roads that may still be slippery from yesterday's means that Spotsylvania County Public Schools are opening 2 hours late this morning. As the hours tick away and we get closer to a federal government shutdown, the GOP has a plan.
Republican leaders in the House would prefer to keep government open another 4 weeks via a simple extension, but they aren't sure they'd have enough Republicans-only votes, since far-right conservatives want more military and less domestic spending. That threat means Speaker Paul Ryan may have to rely on some Democrats who may be holding out for resolution of the Dreamers' fate. He's thrown in a sweetener, though, for Democrats: long-range funding for the money-starved Children's Health Insurance Program. In the Senate, 9 Democrats' votes at least are needed for any spending bill. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
Local government leaders around the Washington area are preparing in case there is a shutdown. Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett.
We've lived through that. I don't want to go through that again, because much of the challenge that we've had has been because of sequestration, reductions, and the federal government closing.
But Loudoun County Board Chair Phyllis Randall says,
we expect that the impact, if the government shuts down, and we certainly hope it does not, would be fairly negligible to Loudoun County.
Democratic leaders in the Maryland General Assembly are urging the President and Congress to reach a budget deal and avert a shutdown. In a letter, the Maryland leaders say enough is enough. Campaign finance reports filed by yesterday's deadline in Maryland reveal that incumbent Republican Governor Larry Hogan has a huge cash advantage, for now, over all of the Democrats in the race. The leader among the 7 Democrats in terms of money raised in 2017 is Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, who has $2 million. Hogan has $9 million. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,116, the NASDAQ at 72,98. Sports sponsored by the Foundation for a Better Life. The Wizards lose in Charlotte. College ball, Georgetown loses. GW beats George Mason. AU wins and Navy wins. Hockey, the Caps visit New Jersey tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When Marlon Shirley was 5, he lost his foot. Today, as the world's fastest amputee, he runs the 100 meters in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcome it. Pass it on. From a Foundation for a Better Life.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy, have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Wondering which 401k is right for you? Roth or traditional? Remember, you have choices when saving for retirement. Choosing wisely could make thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars difference for you down the road. Your financial advisor can help you decide which retirement savings vehicle works to your best advantage. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you with your retirement plan decision.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a relatively quiet start. A little bit of volume, Virginia, 95 as you're pushing through Dale City. On 66, it was the minor crash in Manassas, eastbound 66, just after business 234, and that was cleared out of the travel lane. So, yes, a little bit of stop and go through there beyond good the Beltway and inside the Beltway. Out of Frederick on 270 toward the Monocacy, in Urbana and Hyatt. It's town. It's sluggish, but other than that, we're pretty much up at speed around the Capitol Beltway. No problems to report. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, GW Parkway, Suitland Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, 42. Tonight, 26. Outside the Beltway, a little colder. Friday, plenty of sunshine up near 50 degrees. And low to mid-50s over the weekend. And the weekend does look dry right now. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Leesburg, 16 in Bowie, 20 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Great busy morning for you this morning, 537 here on WMAL. Coming up, 705, we'll speak with Greg Klein of Red Maryland. The governor's race in Maryland is heating up. A lot going on in politics in the state of Maryland. Greg will have some answers for us. 715, Congressman Andy Harris from Maryland, House Freedom Caucus member. Perfect guest this morning as the government shutdown talks are hinging in large part on what his caucus is going to do. Nice to talk to him. And then 805, Joe Concha. He's from The Hill. He's a media reporter yesterday, the fake news awards released by the president. We'll see if he agrees, see if anybody else should have been listed. And at 8:15, Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller is going to join us. All ahead on a packed Mornings of the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Oh, it's an exciting week because not only did we have the fake news awards this week, but we also have a potential government shutdown as of midnight tomorrow night. Midnight, Friday night, bum, bum, bum. And it depends on who you talk to as to whether they're going to shut down or they're not going to shut down. Now, some people are saying, no, it's not going to happen. We're going to have a continuing resolution. Kick the can down the road. You hear that phrase a lot until February. I believe it's February 16th is the next date that it would go to if they pass the continuing resolution. Yes, February 16th. That will be almost 5 months after the 2018 budget was supposed to start on October 1st. Can you imagine if you did that in your own household? I know we got to balance the budget here, honey, but, you know, let's just pass a continuing resolution to tide us over for another month. Then we'll deal with it later down the road. This is what we'll do. And it's because Democrats are successfully tying immigration to the budget, whereas Republicans want just a budget and just an immigration bill, which I am a huge believer in let's have a clean budget. Let's do just a budget. Let's do just an immigration bill. And I think most Americans want to see that because I would think that most Americans want to know how their representatives are voting on the budget and voting on immigration. But it looks like Democrats are being successful in tying those two together because Republicans are feckless. Now, they also, Democrats aren't the only ones giving them problems. Within the Republicans, the GOP, you've got various factions. One of those factions is the Freedom Caucus. You have deficit hawks. You have people who are saying, well, I can't vote for this because one of those people is Mark Meadows. He is the chair of the House Freedom Caucus. And he was discussing about how the House Freedom Caucus is going to go. Where do they think of any kind of continuation here of a budget and not shutting the government down?
We're not setting any demands for leadership. I will say, based on the number of no and undecided votes, there is not enough votes for a Republican-only bill that would reach a 218 threshold without convincing some of our members to switch their position from either undecided or no to yes.
So there you have the House Freedom Caucus saying, I've got people, the chair right there saying, I've got some people who are no. They're going to vote against this. And again, makes me crazy about the Republicans. Democrats will circle the wagons just to get something done. And Democrats and Republicans won't. And I would love to see the Republicans push harder for just a budget. Just a budget. Don't allow the Democrats to attach DACA onto this, because if you do, you're not going to get anything done. And I think the Republicans are going to lose ultimately when it comes to immigration regarding this.
Mm-hmm. But Republicans, I mean, I don't know if you kind of agree with the House Freedom Caucus, or if you agree that you need a more hawkish immigration package. You like seeing some of these fights because it means that there's Republicans in Congress who are trying to keep Republicans conservative.
Yes, that is very true. But then you've got a problem because then the Democrats have another month to wear the Republicans down on immigration and keep it attached to the budget. And that's what they're going to do. And Democrats they're like a toddler. They will wear you down asking you why the sky is blue because they will just continue to go and go and go. And Republicans are the parents who eventually give in and say, okay.
It sounds like at this point the Freedom Caucus is not requiring any of their members to vote any particular way. Giving them sort of the freedom to do what they'd like to here. Representative Andy Harris joins us at 7:15. We can get more answers from him. He's a member of the Freedom Caucus as well.
Yes. Now, Sarah Sanders, press secretary, discussed the House Freedom Caucus and the vote and the White House.
Is he going to lean on the fellow Republicans who are in the House Freedom Caucus to see to it that they vote for it?
Like I just said, we support the short-term CR. Our preference is the longer two-year budget deal, but we support the short-term.
So the answer would be yes, that he will encourage the House Freedom Caucus to vote for it?
Yes. Like I said, we support the short-term and think it is certainly better than not having that and having a government shutdown as the alternative. But again, our preference would be a longer-term deal.
And want to avoid a shutdown. Now, John Kelly then was on with Tucker last night. And here's what
he was on with Brett Baer last
night. I'm sorry,
night.
Brett
That's right.
Baer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Martha McSally, though, was on with Tucker. And tons of interesting interviews on Fox last night.
There's so much. All right. So John Kelly, you're right, because they were back-to-back, was on Brett Baer last night. Here's John Kelly.
Are you confident the administration and congressional leadership has the votes for a short-term funding to avoid a government shutdown Friday?
I spent a fair amount of time on the Hill today speaking to members of Congress, both sides of the aisle, and frankly, both sides of the Hill, and it would seem that they have the votes to funding the military, take care of the child health care issue, and perhaps some other things. So as I understand it, they have the votes, and they're fairly confident.
It's not really what you wanted, but that's what...
No, I mean, the CRs get in the way of an awful lot of things, but they are the reality of life.
All right, so he's saying, yeah, I understand that they have the votes, which is totally different from what Mark Meadows had to say, where we don't have the votes. So it's very interesting. This is going back and forth, and I don't think we're going to know until midnight on Friday as to whether this is going to happen or it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like they just need a couple promises that House leadership is going to take them seriously, that this stronger immigration bill will be taken seriously, and you won't have a problem getting enough Republican votes.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we'll speak at 7:15 with Maryland Congressman Andy Harris. A little bit more about this. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. Adele Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Classes start January 29th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
We're talking with Debbie Garcia, CEO of Your Home Now Mortgage. So, Debbie, is now a good time for new home mortgages, maybe a refi?
Yes, absolutely. The time is now. Rates are still at a record low, and there are new programs that can help you lower your rates and your monthly payments. There's also a range of programs that we offer where you can have cash out on your equity and get cash out for debt consolidation and possibly even some home repairs.
Why Your Home Now Mortgage?
We are a reputable lender. Our experts have been in the mortgage industry for over 40 years, and we just have a really strong knowledge base of the market. When you call Your Home Now, we answer the call. We treat you like family.
If someone is in the process of looking for a new home, probably needs financing, what's the first thing they should do?
The first step is to get pre-qualified, and we do that at no charge, and we'll walk you hand in hand through the entire process.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539, Equal Housing Lender.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not too much happening around, but slight hiccup right now on the Suitland Parkway inbound right as you come up toward 295. So I have a crash just reported. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, we're now running at speed at a report of a stalled car, but I'm not seeing any delays either direction near the 3rd Street Tunnel. 66 eastbound in Manassas, crashed quickly, gone now. No signs of it. So doing it just a brief delay in Manassas, again in Centerville. Through Dale City, 95. That's the slowest stretch that I see. Just a bit sluggish, though. The volume filling in from Dale City toward the Occoquan. That same story with the volume delays, 270 through Urbana down to Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's all high pressure now, so no snow events to worry about. Half an inch officially yesterday, not much. Some a little bit more. Sunshine today, 42. Tonight, 26. Outside the Beltway, a little colder. Friday, plenty of sunshine up near 50 degrees. And low to mid-50s over the weekend. And the weekend does look dry right now. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 20 degrees at 547 on WMAL. There is a gubernatorial race coming up in Maryland. We have Governor Hogan trying to become the first Republican reelected back-to-back in 64 years, I believe it is, since 1954. First governor to be reelected, a Republican governor to be reelected in Maryland since Theodore McKeldin in 1954.
Good old Governor McKeldin.
Yeah. So they had to start, they had to file their reports, which include the names of donors and contributions. Financial reports had to be filed.
Yes. Reveal yourselves to us.
Would you like to know who's got what?
Yeah. Because the key here is, like, who's actually going to be the front runner in the Democratic Party?
There's a lot of people running on the Democratic side. You've got technology entrepreneur Alec Ross. He is a first-time candidate. He's not doing well in the early polls, but he raised $1 million last year with the other techies. He has $445,000 on hand.
Yeah, they say he's got money from Facebook executives, Zynga's co-founder Mark Pincus, and Craigslist founder Craig Newmark. So he's got a ton of money coming in from California. So if you're interested in having California control your politics, that's the guy for you, apparently.
You saw a lot of that in the Virginia race, remember? In Virginia, saw a lot of money coming in from California.
Money.
California slowly...
Also in Georgia, remember John Ossoff getting all that money from out of state?
Turning America blue, one state at a time. Thank you, California. State Senator Richard Maldonado.
Maddaleno,
excuse
right.
me, I mixed up my L and my D there, raised $440,000 in the last year, including a $120,000 loan to himself. He had about $193,000 available, according to his filing, but yeah, even more in debt, including the loan. So he is a state, he can't raise enough money during the current legislative session as a state lawmaker. So he's going to seek public financing for his primary campaign. So that would mean his donations would be matched by public money, but a total spending limit would be $2.8 million for him. You've got Krishanti Vignaraja. She's a former aide to Michelle Obama. She's the only woman in the race. Mm-hmm. She claims to have raised $435,000 since September. That includes a $100,000 personal loan to herself and has about as much on hand. She has not spent very much.
This is after Elijah Cummings' wife had dropped out. She was supposed to be running, but now this leaves. But there's only now one woman in the race for the governor's house.
You've got Hogan and Lieutenant Governor Rutherford raised $5.4 million in the last year. They've accumulated a $9 million war chest, according to an internal campaign memo that was obtained by news organizations on Tuesday. James Shea is an attorney and a longtime Democratic fundraiser. Now, his campaign said that he raised $2 million in 2017. He's got $1.34 million on hand as of last week. It's unclear how much of that is loans to himself. So we don't know how much of that could possibly be debt. Now, Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz announced that he's raised $1 million in the last year, which would, combined with earlier fundraising, left him with more than $2 million on hand. And that's more than any other Democrat who is heading into the race. So he's in the lead as far as fundraising goes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Rushern Baker, who is an early lead in the polls, announced he raised $1 million in his first year with nearly $700,000 on hand. You're hearing a lot of million, $1.5 million. You hear a lot of in that range for most of the people running. Ben Jealous is running, and Susan Turnbull, his running mate, say they raised $1.5 million. They have $643,000 on hand. The primary is June 26th.
Even if you combine all of the money all of those Democrats have raised, truth is, they're just neck and neck at that point with Larry Hogan. A $9 million war chest? They have some real catch-up to play here. 551, here's Al Rushbo.
Last week, a meddlesome district judge in San Francisco inserted himself into American immigration policy with a temporary restraining order. Judge William Alsup told the Trump administration they have to keep Obama's DACA program in place. California is among a handful of states trying to stop Trump from using executive powers to get rid of DACA, which Obama put in place using executive powers. It's really unconstitutional. While appealing the ruling to the Ninth Circuit, the Trump Department of Justice is also going to the Supreme Court. They're asking the high court to step in and overturn the district judge's ruling. Now, folks, it's kind of interesting here because the judge helping DACA stay in force kind of takes away any time crunch for its expiration, meaning there's no need to now hastily proceed toward extending it or changing it or getting rid of it. If the Democrats wanted, they could just stop and let this judge's ruling prevail while the courts take care of it. Another thing to look at, if the Democrats really think they're going to win the House in 2018, why change anything right now? Just let it all happen as it does. Don't agree to anything. And then when they win the House, do what they want to do then. Let's see how they behave this year. It'll give us a heads up on what they really think is going to happen in November.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now on on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship. Select wine, beer, premium spirits, and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers, too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Or log on to WMAL.com/cruise.
545 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. We have a crash on the Suitland Parkway, unfortunately. So a little bit of volume starting to build here inbound Suitland Parkway, right as you come up to DC 295. No major problems on the freeway either direction. We look good still around the Capitol Beltway. That's Virginia and Maryland. Volume on 270, Urbana to Hyattstown, and then good beyond Clarksburg and down to the Beltway. Still looking at a nice, decent pace, and 9529 BW Parkway down to the Beltway. That's also off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Officially half an inch of snow yesterday at Reagan National. Now into some milder weather. Clear and chilly this morning. Sunshine this afternoon, 42, up near 50 by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 20 degrees at 556. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Gramophone.
For a limited time, Gramophone is offering no interest financing on home theaters. Gramophone in Gaithersburg, Columbia, or Timonium. Online at gramophone.com.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent-estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent-estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Coming up on WMAL.
Cory Booker facing some backlash for going after Christian Nielsen this week the way he did. And he's very confused why he shouldn't be mansplaining to that woman.
And Steve Bannon answered some questions yesterday. We'll tell you how that went. Don't forget, if you want more on the Maryland governor's race, you are not going to want to miss it. 7:05, Greg Klein, co-founder of Red Maryland, is with us. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Schools across the area are back in session today after many took a day off yesterday. Today, though, there is only one that is opening late. Spotsylvania County Public Schools will be opening 2 hours late this morning. With just hours to go before the government runs out of money, Republican leaders are scrambling on a short-term fix.
Congress needs to find a deal to keep funding the government past Friday night. But some in the GOP say the president...
We're working on it.
Is not providing clear direction on what specifics he wants to see.
I'm looking for something that President Trump supports, and he's not yet indicated what measure he's willing to sign. As soon as we figure out what he is for, then I would be convinced that we were not just spinning our wheels.
Democrats have made their mission clear to keep about 700,000 so-called dreamers in the country after they were brought to the U.S. illegally as children.
Correspondent Natasha Chen. Meanwhile, local leaders are bracing for a possible federal shutdown.
Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett.
There is no plan B if the federal government shuts down. It is a devastation which we do not have instant resources available in order to change that.
Chairman of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, Sharon Bulova, says during past shutdowns, her county has created reserves to help maintain some critical federal government services.
We can act as sort of a bridge while the crisis exists.
But she says the county government doesn't have the resources to take over or pay for services usually provided by the federal government. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Campaign finance reports filed by last night's deadline reveal who's got the money in this year's race for governor of Maryland. Incumbent Republican Larry Hogan has some $9 million in the bank, and that is, for now, more than all seven of his potential Democratic challengers put together. The Democratic leader for now is Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, who has some $2 million to spend. As the investigation continues into Monday's Metro derailment, one local member of Congress is telling the transit agency to stop running its current ad campaign.
Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock has sent a letter to Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld, urging him to stop the Back to Good campaign, which has been airing commercials like this.
We recognize the hard issues facing our system. We know that before we can regain their trust, we need to restore their service.
Comstock says the ad campaign, quote, tells us things are getting better while people continue to experience a stark contrast, and adds that resources for the campaign should be, quote, ceased and redirected to improvements which are so desperately needed. She's also requested documents relating to testing before and after the derailment. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Arraignment is scheduled today for the Southern California parents who allegedly kept their 13 kids shackled and starved inside their home.
David and Louise Turpin were arrested on suspicion of child endangerment and torture.
There were three individuals that were chained to some type of furniture.
What charges will actually be filed by the Riverside County DA, however, is still unclear. The couple is scheduled to be in court today to answer to whatever charges are filed. Meanwhile, the 13 children are being treated at two area hospitals, and medical authorities say it will be a long road to physical and emotional health.
Correspondent Jim Roop. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26-116, the NASDAQ at 72-98. Sports, the Wizards take an embarrassing loss in Charlotte. College basketball, Georgetown loses. GW beats George Mason. Wins for AU and Navy. NHL, the Caps meet the Devils tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want.